to a follow.
Okay, Rabotai, we're continuing today, Hilchos Challah, all the Indian Asiyas Issa L'Chalek. So we said that if you make dough, and you're planning to divide the dough up before it goes into the oven, so then if you divide it up, and each part doesn't have a shear anymore, so then it's not chayav. So then the question the Vilna Gaon asks is, what the Minhag Yisrael is, we make challahs, right, for Shabbos, for Yontif, and we make a bracha. Even though it's always l'chalek, right, we make it into... Yeah, it's always l'chalek. So what's the pshat? So the Shach says that l'chalek means l'chalek l'acher. Right? So if you're dividing it apart, but you're keeping it for yourself, that's not l'chalek. L'chalek is l'chalek l'acher. And I think maybe of all the pshatim, I don't know, I mean, it's the Shach, and the Brah. So, then we said there were four pshatim we had yesterday. We saw the Pesach Teshuva quote of one of the Achronim that says that if you're planning to bake it all now, even though you divided it, that's not machalik. And then we had the Shach and the Groa say machalik means only machalik lacherim. And we saw the deceiver said that lacherim means that someone who's not so mechal shulchancha. So if you go, because you're giving out the dough to other people that are not under your financial wing. And then we have the Beis Ephraim that says a lot, that it means that if you're planning to mitzayir for it later, then it's not called l'chalik now, even. So if later on you're going to put it in the sal, that's not called l'chalik. And the Chazon Ish said l'chalik means only if you're makpid that they shouldn't touch each other, because like we'll see in the Sefer Noam Halacha, like one has, you want to flavor it one way, the other one you flavor it a different way, and you makpid, it shouldn't. So that's l'chalik. But if you're just dividing it into things, that's not called l'chalik. So that's what we discussed yesterday. Now, but what's the din? Oh! Peru Kalav Adba Torah. A felter? Okay, now the question is like this. But the poskim generally say that the chalik is only if you chalik ba'isa. Right? If you chalik ba'isa. But if you're not chalik ba'isa, then that's not chalik. Say, I'm planning to take the isa and then make a big cake. And then I'm going to cut it in pieces. And I'm going to give the pieces to different people. Is that called l'chalik? So most poskim say, no, that's not l'chalik. L'chalik means l'chalik in the Isa. There's one shita that the Beis Yosef claims, maybe, is saying that even if you're l'chalik after the afiyah, is also called l'chalik. And that, what? No. So I say like this. Anyone comes to your house is B'nai Bayis for the meal. L'chalik means like this. I'm giving out Shalach Manas. So I make this big dough and then I divide it and I make cake Humatashen. I make 300 Humatashen. So that, we'll see, could be considered. So even though I wasn't Meisa, it was still mine. I'm only that's not a good example. Because there you No, one second. Yeah, no, that would be a good example. It would be. Because in other words, you're not going to give chalak b'isa because you're going to make it under your jurisdiction. So you're going to chalak only after the afia. So, right? But you have in mind to do that, even b'shas, the lisha, that they're going to mechalak, but only mechalak it after the afia, not before. So most all that that's not called mechalak, because you're not being mechalak it during the Issa. So the smag says that that's called mechalak. So therefore, there was the only time you would be chayev is, say someone was asking me this recently, you're the baker in camp, right? So you see the big, you're involved in the cake situation. And so the big, thing of cake, and then they give mechalik for their own constituency, the campers. So that's b'nei bayis. That's so mechal shulchanka. That's one big family. But if you're going to give it to other people, in other words, you're going to make homotashin, and then you're going to give the homotashin to different people. So according to most shittas, that's not mechalik, because you're only being mechalik it after the afiyah. But the Beis Yosef claims that the smag shita is that even if you mechalik kodem, even if you being mechalik achar, the afiyah, that's also called mechalik.
In homotashin, you bake separate
little homotashin. Right. So first you made a big dough, right? And then from that big dough, you take and then you put it in different whatever.
And then you're into it.
Right.
So you're not mechalik after everything, you're mechalik before this.
No, because kol zman that you're keeping it in you. So then it's yours.
You want to separate it into a small little dough with filling.
Right, but say you would do it for yourself, right? Right? You're not giving it away. So the shach holds, that's not called a chalik, even though those, because you're keeping it for yourself. Chalik means the chalik to give to others. Right? But say you're being if you're mechalik to give it out after the afiyah. So normally it means you're going to put it in dough, make it the dough, and then you're going to so what's the normal case of mechalik? Mechalik means you're going to be mechalik. Well, maybe if you know. In other words, what's the deal if you have in mind that you're going to be mechalik before the. So it could be that that case also is not a good case, because there, let me show you in the Beis Yosef here. Beis Yosef says on page 4, Yudir b'dvarav shekolche eindata l'chalka botzek, afo pisha daito l'chalka achar sheteyofe. But if you daito l'chalka botzek, so that's l'chalik. What if Alpha Vishud Daita Lakhalka Akhar Shateyafe? So most say Mitzdarfin. But it says Bidira Smag Shakasafti Bisov Dira and the Sar Shaloid Daita Lakhalka Klal. A few lakhar feel. He's not sure. Efshar the Orcha the Mulsanak, because Lamaisi uses the Lashon in the Smag on page 2. Because if you're planning to eat it for yourself or your family, that's lechel. If you're planning lechalka, even though you're only being lechalka after the afia, that's also called lechalka, and therefore it would be pachas v'kashir. So this whole assumption is you have to work within the shachs. No one's going to say, I make a cake, and then I cut it up afterwards as part of a challah. That's ridiculous. Then you'll never have a challah. What do you mean? You have to keep it warm, then you have to chew from it. You know, that's ridiculous. It means, so l'chalka is l'chalka l'achayim. Like the Beis Yosef, everything is working with the same notion of the shach. L'chalka l'achayim. So if you make dough, and you're planning to divide the dough and give it to different, you're keeping it yourself, that's not l'chalka. Again, let's assume like the shach. If you're going to be a mechalik to give to other people, that's l'chalka. But say you're going to be mechalik to give it to other people, but only after the afir. Is that also called l'chalka?
So which part of the shach is being the animal?
Because he's saying, what he says, when you hire ein daitam l'chalka, ela le'echol, yachad. Meaning, you're not planning to give it out. So he... Right? You're not planning to give it out, you're planning to keep it, to eat. As opposed to when you're planning to bake the cake and then give it to different people for shalach manos. So that, according to most, is not called a chalka, because you're only planning to separate it after the afiyah. But he's saying that maybe the smog holds, that even if you're planning to mechalik it after the afiyah, that's also called l'chalka. Yeah, l'chol means you're planning to keep it. L'chol means, what are you eating it? You're eating it after the afir.
Right. How often do people ever separate it before the afir?
All the time. What do you mean? Separate? Oh, how often do people... Yeah, in other words, you're saying practically, yeah. Most people don't give out dough to people. That's not what we give out. We give out cake. We don't give out dough. In a hanami. So that's why, according to the shach, you know, l'chalka won't be so relevant. Unless you have these, what? But the challah baking things. When the women get together and bake challah, so what do? They make the dough and then they give it out. And to give the dough to different each woman comes home with a dough. So, and then she does her own baking, right? So then that's a big shaila. But you can make a bracha because that's the chalka beisa, and it's lach to other people. But if you're planning to, according to the shach, if you make this big dough and then you're going to divide it from many different challahs, but the original dough had the shear, so even though you split it up, that's not called the chalka. But what if you're planning to give it to others? You know, you're making cake, and you know the whole cake you're making is to give out shalach manos. So pasha is that's you made a big cake kishir, and you mafish challah from the dough. But you know that you're going to bake the dough, and then after baking it, you're going to divide it, not to keep for yourself. Keep for yourself, that's not l'chalka. It's l'chalka after the afiyah. So most hold that that's not called l'chalka. But maybe the Beis Yosef is claiming that maybe the smog holds that is.
Maybe there, once you divide it before that, you know, like even the chalka on the smog would agree that. Okay, that's a very liberating case for the shaman. You divide it before, but you're not going to give it out.
Afterwards.
Right. Maybe give it out like the regular case where two women take it and they divide it when you're trying to eat them. Right.
Take it home. You already divided it before. The smog is something even when you divide your own answer. Yeah. Because it's a big chiddush.
Maybe
the Shalom says, we're going to have a separate packet on that. So that's the story. Now, the Sefer Torah HaAretz, which is a very kashya Sefer, from Moshe Kliers, from Tveria. Right, that's like one of the most kashya Sfarim. Mitzvah Kliers HaAretz. You can't go through life without the Torah HaAretz. Okay? You should realize that. Then what if, this Rabbi Yosef Jacobs was asking me, what if you're planning to mechalek, but then you're going to put it in a sal afterwards? So would that create a chiv? Was you planning to mechalek to give it to other people, but say you put it in a sal? So he writes here on page 9, Oskuf, Dishlum so heter ache belekach, right? Honey cake. That's the star of the sal, become welcome lotus chai b'chala. So you made a l'chalik, l'cherim, and then you're going to put in the sal. So normally we say you put something in the sal is mitzdarf. But what about over here? Nicholim lachol b'li chala, shum de lecha chadis kenasa l'chalek anashim harbe, ba'osa isa amanas l'chalek potem in a chala. Who may you shall me? Pekav in a chala. After Rabbi Nathan's field, they was leading bus of diet. Okay, because I saw the chilas of east of the surface. Okay, so it could be that even if you put in a sal later, it still doesn't matter. Lachulchan is going to ask Lachalik and Oshim Harbe. So Osi Isa of Manas Lachalik, Potem in a chal. So this is going to be an Oshim Harbe. So then he thinks that even the sal is not going to be mitzarif. But then he says, after your redemption, before the dafke hechad the daito l'chalka b'batzek ptur, when ein daito l'chalka an achar afia chayevus b'chala, right? But here, you're going to be only mechalik the lekach after the afia. If you don't have to also isa kashir be ina she dait ol chalik of a botzik. If you can be chalik osa achakach. Vaz mifster of chala. Well, if dait ol chalik of a ach afia di enigmar kol tor salechem kodem she nis chalik lo yil me she dait ol chalik of ischai b'chala af she lechen achakach shuk lo yiftor. Shkim it is not b'shar she imi v'kemach im v'vetze v'sukar lo ischai v'mishum. In other words, he's saying, if you make the Issa Kashir, either she died or Chalka Babatzik. If you make the Issa Kashir, so then, in order to pata, it has to be died or Chalka Babatzik. You're going to be Chalka Osa Acharka. Vaz Mifter of Bichala. I will die or Chalka Acharfia, but if you died or Chalka Acharfia, the Enigma Kol Toras Lechem, Kodum Shadis Chalik, lo yoyel ma shidato l'chalka yizchayv v'chala, then yizchayv v'chala. Af shi yichalked l'chaka, shum lo yiftor, because it doesn't matter that you're mechalik later on, but since you weren't mechalik but b'shas the afia, was when you made the dough, you had in mind to mechalik, so that's it. Before the afia, then yichayev. Mashiachim v'yodzan shashki yirav v'kemach v'beitzim lo nischayev v'mishum v'osarakim o'ot lo having yilgul shas afil lo nischayev v'chol kemach shir chala. So let's say you didn't have a shir chala, you baked it, the lekach. Lekachakach, she the son of Kliyach, and the sky will get see if tzal. So you didn't have any chiv till now. And there, you didn't have any chiv till now. Because it was all Gruyos Haraka, there was no Gilgal. Masha Safiya, Lotus Chayiv, Shebechom, because you didn't have a shear. So in the Issa there was no chiyuv, so you didn't have, it was a raka, and then you didn't have a shear in the Bisha Safiya, because it was in different receptacles. But then you put it in one sal. So then it's going to be chayiv. But then you have in mind to give it to different people, then Lotus Chayiv al Deit Seer Sal. Even the call a chiyuv for rak mach bazesh and also no so look liachas was died to l'chalko no will iso b'nas t'chalik. Whereas if there was a chiyuv in the Issa beforehand, then it was chayiv already. Finished. And you only were going to be mechalik it afterwards. But if there was no chiyuv from before, because it was b'lilos haraka, it was lekach, it was b'lilos haraka, and then when you do, so that wasn't the chayiv of the Issa, and you didn't have an Issa really, and then you baked it separately, so then you didn't have a shear yet either, and now you're putting in the sal. So then he wants to say, since when you put in the sal you had, because now the sal is going to be mechayev, but you have in mind you're going to give it to different people, so he says just like when you have a botsek and you have in mind to give it to different people, then it's not mitzayev, the Issa is not mitzayev. So the same thing by a sal. If the sal is being mitzarif, then not. Okay, which are chol achiyuv urak machmad zeh shenosu nosu l'kli achas v'az daito l'chalko domel l'osu iso m'nas t'chal m'ifta. He says, achaka matzosim v'sev v'chalas lechem shekocha b'zeh v'chosim yishlo m'dhechad v'urav chodem afiyah m'rinam ashe daito l'chalak achaka chol mahani. It was, if it was Mu'ur beforehand and you only bring Mechalik afterwards, that's not called Mechalik. But Hecha, the Kodim Gmar Afiyah, V'chein Tana Adayim Lo Nistarv Elah, V'chein Mishal Nistarv, Harehu Az B'day Tov Mechalik, V'hecha D'nicha D'adif Tzir Sal, V'hecha D'lil. But if there was no Chiyav beforehand, because like the case I gave you before with the Lekach, then Mishmalim start from Mishal Kodem, I feel Yishlom and Kevin Zaydul Afodayah, but I feel Yishlom and Mahani, but start. Mashaykh Hechad Ikar Tzir Baskel Achar Afia. V'az Daitul Chalek, Amai Lo Yom Machshvoso Ke'ez Bobodobot. He says the same idea. That just like there's a concept of being Mechalek Be'isa, so too there's a concept of Mechalek Masal. But that's only, Mechal Masal means when there was no Chiyuv till now, and now you're making a Chiyuv, because there was not enough of an Issa. So he wants to say that maybe if you put it in the Sal, it's the same idea. That if you have Daito, that after you take it out of the Sal, you're going to distribute it to other people, so that the Sal wasn't the start. So if you want to say, you want to be a not say like the Shach, then that's what Rabbi Yossi Jacobs was asking me. Can you say not like the Shach, and then maybe there'll be a Tzirif of the Sal later, but then it's still not going to help to be mafrish with the Bracha beforehand, even if you want to say that the Sal, the Din of Sal Mitzdarif doesn't apply to Asuya L'chalik. But that would only be, the chiyuv would be only once the sal is mitzarif. That's not going to help to make a bracha on the Issa. So the only way I think we can deal with it is if you say like the Shach, then we're okay. If you want to not say like the Shach and the Groh, and say Mechalik is Kepshuto, Mechalik means you're splitting it up, then you have to see one of the other three that we said yesterday. And then he says, when you make a simcha, on page 10, when you make a simcha, he says, af of kuf aleph. Every time you go to start for sal moel, masha, betaito lechalek lifto mechalek, no yoel ze belechach, she osim malachasinus, al shar smochos, o bris mila. You're inviting guests, so you're making, giving out honey cake at the, yeah. Al daitul chalik, chol anoshim. Kamokal mom miftar al day zay mechala, mitrei time, chad ad hach milsa doz al maaz chayz, udaf moz al maaz chayz, anoshim achayrim. These are your guests, that's not called anoshim achayrim. Ava also al maaz lachal chan shay beis, so ain't a niftar. Am kan shay maaz min anoshim shevo etzlo, hu nosim lachem al shulchanu lachol, ava kin moshu, in other words, at your simcha, everyone's b'nei bayis by you. So that's not called lachalik lachem. That's your people. Rabbi Lomar came and said, "Doesn't want to see lachem. She ain't a bnei beisor. He's a man. He's from the Otzvar. Came in the kind of mitzvah mechala. Why you vote hakeh hanashim kmo? She's bnei beisor for harbe. Then you can say maybe, even if you want to say it differently, you can say maybe you're like a nachton. Maybe you're not having all the people that you invited to show up." So maybe he gives. I like the first part better, you know. They consider your bnei bayis. And then he writes. On page 11, Af v'halekach she'osim b'beis ha'knesses, b'simchas Torah. What about the honey cake that they serve in shul at Simchas Torah? P'sichas z'nasa mikesef ha'kol, ha'vik isas ha'shutrin. Nasa l'chalak b'vadeh d'miftar, b'tam z'af d'isas shutrin chayevas. So that's the question about the sal, whether the sal, but he seems to say the sal is not going to help. Because if the sal is not going to help them before, the question is, will the sal, if there was no chiyuv till now, will the sal make a chiyuv if l'maisa after the sal it's going to go to different people? Koshiglova has a tshuva about this on page 14. He says, "We must consider the shapir that tziyef sal olam choshev daito lechalik. If kodem afiyah bevada yikachem echad echem asal and the radosam atana yafil yikachem take it." Yeah. Feli menichim v'sal la'achar afiyah gam kein choshev daito l'chalik. Rav Shant v'sal la'achar afiyah v'daito l'chalik shapur choshev daito l'chalik. So he says, see your sal. If it wasn't chayak till now, the sal is mitzarev only if you don't die till the chalik. Whereas the Kosher Glover says the same thing as the Torah Sa'aretz. But seer sal is only if you're planning to keep it, but if But if you plan to give it out, then they're not.
Well,
what do you do? I put it out of the shore. When you take the honey cake, the one
after
the paper? Yes. The case of Simchas Torah? Yes. Yes, so the case of Simchas Torah.
Because I
said it was not ready to
give it.
I got lekach from the Rebbe. I was zoicha to get lekach from the Rebbe. You know, there's a choice. You have two lines. You could either hold the Rebbe's doll and meet him, or you could get the honey cake. So I went with the honey cake. Why? Because the Rebbe was by the honey cake. He wasn't giving out the Lulav and Esrog. He was giving out the honey cake. So I figured that my Lulav and Esrog was probably good enough. Maybe it wasn't as good as the Rebbe's, but it was, I thought it was good. And the honey cake was his honey cake.
Which Rebbe?
The Rebbe. Rebbe Menachem Mendel Schneerson.
So,
let's see, where's the Simchas Torah thing? Your father was the baker for the Rebbe. Your father-in-law. He was the baker for the Rebbe. So, like, your father was a nachtom. He was a baker. Kingston Avenue. So he made a big dough. He's mafrish challah, and then the nachtom was chayav to make a bracha. And he made a bracha from it. But then he speaks about on page 11 about the lechach shaosim b'beis hakneses b'simchas Torah. So he says, the zenasa mikesef hakohol, like isa shashutfin, nasa l'chalik. Why is that called nasa l'chalik? Is that called nasa l'chalik? He says, I would have thought that the kohol is one like family. But in your father-in-law's case, I think he would make the money. He's like a nachtum. That's what I would think. Then he speaks about giving. And he said, what did his farm say? I'm missing the line now. That Mechalik means, again, we saw like a deceivus yesterday. It has to be anyone who's so Mechal Shokhan Aviv is Mechalik. Is Latzma. That's not Mechalik. But he writes here in one place, if you're giving to your son-in-law and other family members, but they're not so Mechal Shokhan Aviv, that's called Lachev. He has that in one of these places here in the packet. Because it's like the deceiver said. But it's interesting, the Kozlov also is in agreement that, as one could have said, maybe Lachalik is only in Isa, but not in Sal. Like Sal, you say you have baked goods. You have cookies, but no cookie was enough of a shear. Now you're putting it. This is going to come up in the Shaila by Shalach Manas. That if you give a big Shalach Manas and you put cookies in the Shalach Manas, and now the question is, was that called Seer of Sal? That's also going to come up. That's a future packet as well. But the Kozhikov is also into the Shach. He's also into the Shach about, you know. So the Kosher Glover holds like the Shach, like the Gra, that it's totally in, that even if you're splitting it up. So I guess you have to say one of these answers. of yesterday. Yeah, look on page 24 of the president. Page 24. That's your father-in-law's case. Page 24. Has haneches b'mafia. You have pas that was baked in a bakery. Kedel mochra. To sell it to kama noshim. Chayev es mechala. And he writes in the footnote, mafia haynu nachtam. I feel over shukalafa kona pachas v'kashir. Even though everyone's buying pachas v'kashir, and you get, that's not called acherim. I feel mafish chal b'bracha. Because maybe you'll be left. It's like what Harav Dr. Hess said, that Tal B'Das Achayim, Achayim might not show up.
They can't order. No, I mean, they're ordering 500
calories. Yeah. What is there for them? Yeah, so...
That's clearly the bell. That's why he's doing.
Well, but Nachtom, yeah. But yet the Mishnah says Nachtom is different.
It's not the bell, it's not the bell.
Still tell him that's the chayim.
Let's say whatever's left over, you give away. Like a lot of people do that. Whatever doesn't sell, they give the stuff that he's here to have.
Right.
Right.
But Nachtom, so I mean, that's the end of Nachtom.
Yeah, so I think the Hadith of Mar Nachtom stem with this chilah, so how is
Nisa Chalpah Achim? So, right, so it's the same.
You know what Halak means, so Halak Achim means it's so here. And Nachtom, he's always been given here, but he doesn't sell, he's going to give away. That means nothing.
We won't necessarily.
Isn't it like a pure
holiday plan? No. Because if he doesn't sell, he'll keep it in big form.
What do you mean? He already made them as Danishes. Or halos, whatever you call them.
Yeah, but the question is when it was in the batzek form.
It
was
in the
batzek.
The
end
was
al-pass
to give out.
It's
a big
batzek.
And then,
you say maybe the Matthias changes today that Nachtom will give out to stock organizations. But that's only if they want to. They don't have to.
They don't want to sell themselves. They don't want to sell their own stuff. They want to sell that's
how they operate. The whole Nachtom is only if they keep it, they bake it when it's a shear. They bake it when it's a clock being shear, and it's like that, like the river, you know, Bob Ayers does that.
Right. Okay, so that's the.
And how do you get the laughing nowadays?
They're not going to share in the oven. I won't die. Why? They don't make big. You mean, right, they're not in the oven, but they're going to make a big dough. Then they split it up to sell.
So then, they have to bake it as a shear. check the date. It is true, it's meant to be a bus date. That's the mission of the case, otherwise.
The case of chalak means that you baked it, you split it up before you baked it.
In the Mishnah?
The case of chalak, what does chalak mean? That you split it up. Chalak b'isa means you split it up before you bake. It's a busing form, but you split it up before. So, you're going to sell it, you're going to keep it. So we say that if you're going to give it out, so then that's called a chalak, and then each piece is needled separately. If you're going to keep it, even though you're going to keep it in the split up form, so that's keeping yourself, that's not called a chalak. And if you're an achtum, even if you're planning to not keep it, but then sell it, that's also called not lachalik. Because theoretically, he didn't necessarily know that he's going to need to be lachalik. Okay, think about it. And then he says, on page 23, L'dugma, halash isa yeshba shir kahala, aldas lachalka achar hafiyah b'mishloch manos, kamanashim. So yesh lahafish kalam isazu, because then you're only doing it after the yafir. You're only doing it. Halash isa yesh bashir kala al das lachalka achar hafiyah b'mishloch manos lekamanashim.
Achar hafiyah. So you're making a big cake, and you're going to cut the pieces of the cake into pieces, and then 10 pieces to people.
Right.
The
Shach says, ain't I to l'chalak ba'od avot, saying, I'm only sh'dai l'chalak ha'achar hafiyah chayabas. Right, it doesn't matter that you're giving it out. Because you're only giving it out after the hafiyah. But if you give it out before, then no.
You're making little pieces.
Okay, take a look more, but so what if you're making it into small, you know you're going to make it for Shalach Manas, but you're making little things for Shalach Manas. Little bulkas for Shalach Manas. So what would be the din there? Maybe you divided it in the Botzek form. Right. So that's called Pavel Mechalek. Because you're planning Omanas Lechalek. You're doing it, you're ready Mechalek it, and you're planning to, you had it in mind, and you baked it Mechalek Lachem. So then that would be So you're already mechalek. But when you make a big cake, then you weren't mechalek anything. So you only mechalek it afterwards it's baked. So then you're only going to do the chiluk afterwards, because then it's already chayav b'shas. And you weren't mechalek it until later. So that would be chayav. That would be chayav. But if you're gonna really mechalek it before the baking, so then you mechalek it before the baking. So that, and you want to have it, you have in mind to give it out. But the shas that you mechalek it, so then you would be chayav. But if you only give the mechalek it after the baking, then not except for the opinion of the smog, maybe. Okay, so I'm going to say, I have to go to the sea and do. Okay, so tomorrow, as we said, we'll continue. I think we're basically finished.